The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is December 27th, 2021. I really drew that one out a little bit. You're probably thinking, is Steve going to show today? Yeah, he's going to show. Wife said to me, good luck before you go in, and go ahead and break a leg. And I said, that's not what you say when you go on radio. You don't say break a leg. That's for acting, break a leg. It's don't step on your tongue or don't get tongue-tied is what you say to somebody who goes on air. So she'll get there right next time. Glad to be here. It's been a nice time off here. I welcome you. I trust you're all very much rested. I enjoyed some mental time off as well. I'm recharged, ready to go, ready to get back at it. We have a guest in our second hour, somebody you might be familiar with. I'm going to bring him back. He hasn't been here in a while, and going to bring you back in the second hour, so I'm going to rush through a bunch of news as fast as I can. Of course, there's going to be open phone lines, 512-248-8252. But Michael Herzog will be joining us in hour number two. So look forward to talking to him. He's been gone for a while, at least from our bin, and a lot of stuff going on. I'm sure you'll be interested. We talked a great detail a couple days ago about this and that, and he's got some pretty interesting perspective, but what's going on, and we're going to throw some predictions at you for 2022. I'm going to tell you right now, I think this 2022 is a make or break it year. Make it or break it year. It's going to be an interesting year. But we'll give it our best shot here. This Christmas was not our normal Christmas. I don't think anybody really could truly say they had a normal Christmas. I did not. I wish it would have been. But how could it be? I mean, we did the best we could, to put this madness out of our minds, our heads for just a short period of time. And of course, a couple of days off, and I come right back into what? The madness. Wife and I attended a Christmas Eve sermon down by the water, down by the marina. I'm surrounded by water down here in Central Florida. We went down to the marina, listened to a sermon, music, children, the whole thing. It was nice. And there was a sermon. There was a pastor who started off with his role. Bring Jesus into your life. Bring Jesus into your life. He will be there for you today. He'll be there for you tomorrow. He'll be there for you next week. He'll be there for you next month. He'll be there throughout the year. He will be there for you forever. I looked around and I noticed that the crowd was kind of small. Not a very large crowd, maybe 80 people top estimated, 80 people. Not sure if there were other plans. People had planned things out. I don't know if it wasn't advertised very well. I didn't know about it. Wife said she saw it in a small little paper called the Triangle News. It's a small little clip. I must have missed it. I look at this little paper all the time. Missed it. So Christmas Eve, let's go down to the marina. Okay. I'm game. The small size of this audience, I start to think about it. In times of crisis, people typically seek religion in crisis. They do. See it all the time. I've seen atheists on the edge of dying in an ICU grab onto religion. Just in case. I could be wrong, but if I'm not, I want to be on the other side. They grasp religion in times of crisis and death. I'm wondering, with the size of this crowd being as small as it was it because of other obligations, or are people leaving religion? We know there's a great push by the government, the woke, the liberals, to push away, to kill off religion, kill off your faith. Show that you're a bigot. You discriminate. Brainwashing the children. You know what that big building over there where the cross is? That's where bigots hang out. That's where people hang out who discriminate against people. They're nasty, bad people. Bigoted, racist, supremacist. They're trying very hard to kill off religion. That's what ties people together. That actually keeps us on the right side, you might say. It's the moral compass of us all. Have you ever noticed, though, that Nancy Pelosi, I know she wears the cross, trying to let you believe that she's living like Christ would like her to believe, live Christ-like. It's just an act. Have you ever seen her walk out of a church? You ever seen her at a church sermon? Have you ever seen Joe Biden at a church service? I haven't yet. I've seen Donald Trump a couple times come out with his wife and family. Whether he did it for a photo op or he actually is a true believer, I don't know. But at least we did see him come out of a church. Never see Joe Biden, his wife, no family. Of course, Hunter Biden, yeah. Living a justice. A just life, it's kind of comical. The black sheep of the family, living Christ-like. Hookers, drugs, cheating, money under the table. Well, I got to say, if Joe Biden, we never see Joe Biden come out of a church, at least he's not a hypocrite. He's a crook, and he knows he's a crook, and he's not going to come out of a church. I guess you got to give him that much. The founders of our Constitution believed that faith was essential to a free people. They really did. In God we trust. A reminder that's on your currency. In a court of law, swear on the Bible to tell the truth. So help you God. There's faith in much of our government, but it is quickly being erased. It really is. Just like the statues that are being torn down, your faith, your religion is also being stripped from you. The beginning of the pandemic was the beginning. They found reason to say that religion was not an essential. The head shops, the liquor stores, the abortion clinics, the big box stores, that's all essential. But you coming together and singing and coming together in religion in Christ, well, no, we can't have that. We can't have that. Got looters burning down buildings, no masks, screaming at the top of their lungs, down with the police, defund the police. The hypocrisy here. You can't sit in church and pray to God with other worshipers because of COVID, but the rioters and the looters and the Black Lives Matter can destroy a city, burn it down, and nobody bats an eye at it. Nobody says a thing about it. And COVID doesn't attack people when they're burning buildings down. It just doesn't. It doesn't work that way. The hypocrisy. If we do not have religion in our lives, like I said, it's the moral compass for many people. They need reminders. If faith and religion is removed, what will society become? Think about that for a second. What will society become if there's no guidelines, no moral compass any longer? It's going to be very chaotic. No rules. You can do pretty much whatever you want to do, whatever you can get away with. It's kind of scary. Think about it. Because evidently a lot of people do need that moral compass, that reminder in religion to how they should behave and act towards one another. I was concerned about this small crowd. I said to my wife, what do you think is going on here? It's not advertised well, or are people not coming to religion, God anymore? Has the government won on killing off religion? Slowly but surely. I texted Dr. Peter McCullough. We kind of did some text tagging over the weekend. And I told him about my observation. And he came back with something very interesting. Something very pleasing. He said, we have been chosen for a duty, our calling. We have been chosen. Referring to himself and myself. We have a job. We have a duty to call, to act. I like that. Kind of inspired me. Inspired me to continue on doing what I'm doing here at RBN. Trying to make a difference. Reaching people. For those I reach, I'm very happy. For those I didn't reach, I didn't. Not without trying. I tried. You can't save them all. These are interesting times here. We are going to, excuse me here a second, trying to get back on here. Here we go. 2022 is going to be a make or break year, no doubt about it. I'm sure of that. I do know that the narrative is unraveling. I can tell you right now. I'm promised by that. I'm finding out through the narrative, through many people, that the narrative is finally unraveling a little bit. Omicron is going nowhere. God, they wanted this thing to go somewhere. And as Mike talked about earlier, I caught just a smidgen of Mike's program. And it's true that as a variant stems off from the primary variant, the change itself, it becomes less virulent. It's not as strong. It gets weaker and weaker as it changes. This thing here is nothing more than your sniffles and a cold is all it is. Omicron. What I find quite interesting, the last couple of days, I've seen Omicron in big, bold letters. All caps. Omicron in all caps. And now, for some reason, Omicron, the letter O is lowercase. Not even uppercase. Lowercase O for Omicron. Wonder why they're doing that. They're still trying to hype this thing up. I'm still trying to figure out. If it was discovered on November 24th of this year in South Africa, a week later they found one case in California, I'm sure they jumped all over this guy. He didn't get on a plane. He didn't travel anywhere. Everything traveled from South Africa and seven nations in the continent of Africa were shut down from traveling anywhere in the world. Not coming to the United States, shut down. They couldn't travel from Africa to the United States. So tell me how there's an explosion right now, in theory. How is there an explosion in New York when they shut everything down? It's because there's not. We need to see what we see to verify it to be true. Seeing is believing. Hospitals are not swamped. They couldn't even think about firing nurses if they were swamped. Think about it. Does it all add up? You're swamped. The ICUs are all full. The floors are all full. We're breaking at the seams here with Omicron patients or COVID patients. Are we going to fire capable, knowledgeable nurses? No, you're not. As I mentioned down here in Central Florida, the CEO from this corporation down here, I can't name it. I don't want to blow any whistles here and cause any problems coming my way or my wife's way. But what changed their minds of calling off the mandates, the vaccine mandates, to their own employees? I sent email after email, about three emails, along with some clips, some education, a nice little letter going along with it. Please watch, open your mind. I know you'll do the right thing, respond correctly. No response back. Contacted the secretary, no response back. Did he grow a conscience and say, I'm going to stop with the mandates because it's the right thing to do? It's harmful. It's dangerous. It's experimental. There's so many adverse events here, VAERS. We're stopping this because we need to. We are a health facility. We're a health facility, for God's sakes. I cannot condone something that's going to hurt my employees. Is that what stopped it? The vaccine mandate? No. No, that's not what stopped it. What stopped it was there was nearly 30% employees who refused to take the shot, and they stuck together. They came together and they said no. Fire 30% of the hospital employees in nursing and many other different areas and watch what happens. 30%. Of your employees canned. You are going to cripple your hospital. You're going to put a bullet, you're going to put a gun to the head of the patient. And I am very thankful that we had nearly 30% in the hospital, and talking about Orlando and other area hospitals, approximately the same there. They said no. They've done their homework, research, and they said this is dangerous. I'm not going to do this. Because this doesn't end. As I said before, saying yes one time gives them control and power over you for the future. For more shots, more boosters. We'll come right back. Stay tuned.
He Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me.
And we are back. You know, hearing that commercial for John, it's still hard to get over that he's no longer with us to hear that commercial. And those phone calls I used to get at late night hours. John never quite understood my sleeping hours. 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock, John. Oh, were you sleeping? Yeah, I kind of go to bed around 11. Maybe you're on 10. Yeah, it woke us up. All right, what's going on? What's going on? On Christmas Eve, we actually put out luminaries on our front driveway, going down our driveway. It's kind of cool. 12 of them, 12 brown paper bags with a candle weighted down with sand. They got a nice glow to them. And we have a tree of life that we put up. Well, we planted it a while back. Beautiful magnolia tree for my father. And we put 4 bags by the tree of life, of course, lit up, luminaries. And John's name was on one of them. Of course, a quote that John used to say all the time was, "When I shove off this mortal coil." My father's bag was there, my grandfather, my grandmother's bag, and the bag for representing my wife's father. So we did that. We'll do the bag thing again on New Year's Eve. Not the luminaries down the driveway, just the tree of life. I thought to myself, John always used to call and he used to say, you have a strange sense of humor, Steve. I said, well, I think you need humor in trying times and in these crisis times right now. Humor is a really good thing. It really is therapeutic. It helps me to move on. I don't know what, if I didn't have music and humor, I don't know how I would continue day to day with the stresses that come into my life. But I had this vision. I shared this with Michael Bordoff. Michael, I shared this with Mike and Julie. I had this vision that John shows up in heaven and he actually gets to meet Jimmy Dean, who does one of the bumpers. Well, John uses the bumper, Big Bad John. So he walks up to John Stadmiller and he says, so you're Big Bad John. You've been using my bumper, my song for your bumper music. So John finally gets to meet Jimmy Dean, Big Bad John. If I had told that to John, he probably would have said, you have a warped sense of humor. I kind of understand now when I used to kid him a while back, I didn't know the situation was as grave as it was. I didn't really know. This whole thing with the AAA, the abdominal aortic aneurysm rupturing. I didn't see that one coming. I thought some other things, but I didn't see that one. That's probably why they call it the silent killer, the time bomb. Nobody seems to know if they have one or not. And they just don't readily do CAT scans on people's abdomens or MRIs to find out, hey, do you have one of these things or not? Until it actually happens and it dissects and it bleeds out. Then you know. So, I thought about that. And John would say, I was kidding him a couple weeks prior, I was picking up some shifts for him, and actually he called me from Michigan, and he didn't like it that I was kidding around saying, you know, John's fine, he's doing fine, he's too mean to die. John didn't like that, and I said, John, I'm just ribbing you. I know you are. I just don't feel comfortable with that. Okay, that's fine, let it go. I didn't do it anymore. It's just a way of saying, you know, he's going to be around for a long, long time. And I think we all kind of thought John was going to be around a long time. I didn't think we'd be here at this point in time. 68 years old to leave the earth. It's pretty young. But we will pick up and we will move on and we will grow. Our band's going to grow. If you can, I've never been one to pitch a sales pitch at you for donations. I'd like to get away from the word donations and say pledge. Pledge your loyalty in many ways, and donations are part of that to make sure that we stick around. And I thought if we had the numbers I think we have at this show here, gifts is a good word. Michael says, you say gifts. Gifts are good. Pledges, gifts are nice. If we have the numbers I think we have on pretty much every night on this broadcast or other broadcasts, if anybody just sent $10, maybe $20, and we had those numbers, my gosh, we would have quite a bit of money to make next month and the next month. And we are working very hard, and I am working very hard to find new marketing, new advertising. I've got a lot of pokers in the fires. Things are starting to happen. I think we're going to be fine. And I want to get to a point, I think we all agree, we want to get to a point where we never say that we need your donations, your pledges, your gifts to continue on. I'd rather have it sealed up in marketing. Never, ever ask you again. But if you can, we would appreciate it. Gladly. We appreciate it if you can. I know these are tight times. I'm just happy you're out there anyway. 512-248-8252. Got another half an hour. I got more stuff to talk about. And then we got Michael Herzog at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number and any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
And we're back. This is Steve Elkinson at the mic here, and this is the National Intel Report. And we got a couple calls on the line here, so let's go to those. Before I go into another rant here, let's talk to Dan in Washington. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, Steve. Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year to you.
Hope all is well.
Yeah.
I just had a question as far as the mandate over 100 employees. I was getting in a good mood because the court ruled that was unconstitutional, and then the other court ruled it is constitutional, so where do we stand on that as far as, you know, the average?
Well, that's a good question, and now it's going to get kicked out to the Supreme Court, which I don't know how those guys are going to look at it, because I don't have a whole lot of confidence in our Supreme Court, Dan. I have zero confidence in these people. I think this is a time for civil disobedience. Cross your arms and say no. I think you just have to unite, come together, kind of like what we did down here, kind of like what the air traffic controllers have done, what the pilots have done, Other agencies, truckers have got together and said no. I think that's where we stand. You have to just come together and say no and pretty much bring it to a gridlock. If you can bring it to gridlock, a certain percentage in your industry, I think you can cripple them enough to stop this, because this is all unconstitutional. This is all unconstitutional. If we can find a real court of law to look at this, it's overwhelmingly illegal what they're doing. It violates many laws. It violates the Nuremberg Code. You cannot force this on anybody without their consent. This is coercion. This is medical tyranny. This is extortion, economic extortion. There are so many wrongs on this, and if somebody can't understand that this is not about an illness, and this is not about your health, then they're lost. They're totally lost, because it's overwhelmingly, this is about control. This is Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. This is a depopulation agenda. This is about digital currency. This is about a social credit score. This is about a vaccine mandate, tracking, tracing. This is about sustainability, Agenda 2030, doing with less, living with less, and having to ask for permission. If they can't figure this out, they're lost. They're lost.
I agree. I agree totally. And it's pretty scary. I agree that, you know, I saw Richard Carey played a good Bill Gates, Meet Bill Gates, that was on BitChute. And he's talking about, you know, it is a control grid. And that's what they want, the vaccine passport. They want total control. If they can do it on this, because we shouldn't even call it a vaccine. It doesn't even work. If they can do it with this, I mean, that opens the door for just complete total tyranny. I mean, I don't know what else.
Well, you're absolutely right. They've admitted that if you get the shots, even the series and the boosters, you can still get COVID. So why are they still pushing it? Again, red flag. This is not about health. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Matter of fact, I just saw, who was somebody from Fauci was talking about. No, take it back. It's the CEO for BioNTech. Just said that the series of shots, you could have all three shots and a booster and still would not protect you from Omicron. Okay, now let's kind of tie this in, this percentage. He talked about, we are right now about 70 or 75% effectiveness. So that's a lie, but that's the lie they're going with. He said, we're nowhere near where we were at the beginning, where we gave you 95% protection. That's a lie too. If that were the truth, you wouldn't have to add on number two, number three, and a booster. So that whole 95.4% was nothing more than a selling point, a lie to get you to comply, to say, hey, looks pretty reliable. Looks pretty safe. 95%, you can't beat that. That's in the A category. But they never were in that category. That was a lie. So they're telling you now 70 and 75% is effectiveness, and you should still take the jab. Okay, let's equate that to a scenario with, the Trojan Condom Company. The Trojan Condom Company comes out there and says, we want you to use our condoms. They are 70 to 75% effective in stopping pregnancy. You feel pretty confident about putting one of those things on? You feel pretty confident 70 or 75%? I don't. I don't feel confident about this either. Aside of, I've done the homework, I've done the research, and these things are poison. They are poison.
And they're pushing them on kids. And they're, I mean, the kids, too. I always point to places like Sweden where they don't allow it to be used on kids because it kills more kids than it's supposedly helping, you know.
Exactly.
Real quick before I go, you probably got other callers up. Well, where does that leave us legally, though? Because the deadline was January 4th, right?
January 4th.
So is that in effect or is it still halted until the Supreme Court rules?
The government actually admitted for federal employees And the military doesn't count under that. I'm not sure why. They're under the Department of Defense. They don't call them federal employees, even though they really are, but they're under a different heading, Department of Defense. But they had admitted that 8%, if 8% of federal employees say no, refuse to take the jab, that they actually crashed the government at 8%. And I would think there's a lot more than 8% of federal employees that have refused to take the jab. So that's not going to happen.
I've talked to a lot of truck drivers that aren't either. You know, I'm sure it's probably at least 10% or so that will quit.
Yep.
It's scary, though, because, you know, like you asked about religion. You know, over the past, like I think since World War II, you know, first of all, the Zionist Christianity, George Bush, the neocon stuff. But it's like they cleanse the institutions of, like, young leaders that are more intelligent, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like they're or moral. So they cleanse institutions, and it feels like. Like our state government in Washington, he cleansed the state government of anybody with morality or, you know, who's skeptical of authority, you know. And it's we thought that they might just go for it, you know, and crash everything and you know, got to get back, you know.
Well, I think it's, like I said, it's a time for civil disobedience. And this is not this is not a just thing. And you have the right to say no. It's your body. And you're responsible for what goes in your body. We've been told that all the time. Show responsibility. Show accountability for your own person, your own body. Don't drink and drive. Yeah. Don't do these things. Don't do these things. And now you're supposed to allow somebody to put something foreign in your body that's researched. It's not researched. It's experimental. And you're supposed to say, okay, I trust you.
Right.
How many times have we seen these drug commercials on TV 10 years down the road that they got approval or authorization from the FDA? And then later on 10 years, lawyers are creeping around saying, have you taken this shot? Have you taken this medication? If so, please contact us because we're working in your corner now. They're suing the pharmaceutical. I mean, do we want to go down that path? And I'm being on the side of caution, and I know this is poison. I wouldn't even consider this. But look at all the things that just don't add up. One of them is that there's no liability. There's no liability, no accountability on the side of the pharmaceutical. Take it, and if something happens, you're SOL. What kind of deal is that? Who's going to take a chance on that? Not me.
It's not like it's a vaccine that's been around for 20 years and had been proven safe. It doesn't work. It's the crappiest so-called vaccine ever invented, as far as I can tell.
It is. I agree.
Anyway, Dan, all right, I'll let other callers get on. Thank you. Have a good night.
Appreciate the call, Dan. Appreciate the call. We need to do a speed round here because I got a clip I want to play. So let's go to Dave in Massachusetts real quick here.
I pledge allegiance to Republic Broadcasting. And to the republic for which it stands, one network under God with liberty and justice for all.
I like it.
Hello?
That's pretty good, Steve. I like that.
Yeah, let me say it one more time. I pledge allegiance to Republic Broadcasting and to the republic for which it stands, one network under God with liberty and justice for all. That's good, huh?
Yeah, well, one network under 34 hosts. How about that? That works for me.
Hey, you could complicate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Hey, Steve, I have to deal with this stuff with humor. If I didn't have a sense of humor, I wouldn't have any sense at all. But here's a little bit of political humor I came up with. Mm-hmm. You know why Boris Johnson of Great Britain, Prime Minister of Great Britain, you know how he justifies Great Britain dabbling in the internal affairs of the Ukraine you know, so far from home and so close to Russia, but Boris Johnson justifies dabbling in the internal affairs of the Ukraine. He says, well, you know, you can't spell Ukraine without UK. It starts with UK. That's how I justify dabbling in all the internal affairs of the Ukraine. Because you start with UK. Is that pretty good?
You know, with Boris Johnson, I look at this guy, and here's what I see. My father always told me, you know, the focal appearance, your presentation, your appearance really does matter. And that's why when you go on an interview, you dress up correctly. I mean, you have the right everything on. You do everything perfect, and then you have your resume, of course, in hand. And there's a certain mannerism that you must have. You know, employers can see it. They can smell it on you. Success or a slacker. I look at Boris Johnson there, little fatty, doesn't know how to comb his hair, sloppy. And so am I going to give him high marks and really kind of, am I going to take anything he says for what he says to be worth anything? Appearance does matter, and the guy looks like a slob. He doesn't comb his hair. It's kind of embarrassing. It's amazing that the Brits put up with that. You think somebody would say, you know what, you don't look very much like a prime minister. You're quite the embarrassment.
You know what he looks like, Steve? You want to know what he looks like all the time? To me, he looks like an unmade bed.
There you go.
He looks like an unmade bed all the time. He's got a face for talk radio. He should be on the radio because he's got a face for talk radio, you know?
Yeah.
But, anyway, Steve, since I'm on the Ukraine thing, listen, Russia is called Mother Russia. Russia is also called the Russian beer. So you got mother and you got beer. Well, you know, I used to hike for years in the summer times. I used to hike all out through Yellowstone and Glacier National Park. And there'd be all the warning signs about entering bear country and all the precautions that you should take when you're entering bear country. And I was sniffed on numerous occasions by grizzly bears. I have some stories. I should tell you sometime my grizzly bear stories. But anyways, what I want to warn Biden and NATO and Boris Johnson and the whole damn bunch of them about that a mother bear, and Russia is a mother bear, is very protective of its cubs. And one of its cubs is named Crimea. And the other cub is Eastern Ukraine. I can't quite remember the names of the really two provinces, especially two or three provinces in Eastern Ukraine. But they're the cubs. They're the mother bear's cubs. And if you know anything about grizzly bear country and everything, you know, the mother Russian bear is very protective of her cubs. So if you don't want to get mauled by the great Russian bear and Vladimir Putin, who is the Lord Guardian of the Orthodox Christianity, you better back off. You better back off. Don't back a martial artist into a corner. I've known many martial artists. I'm not one. But Vladimir Putin is a martial artist. And a real accomplished martial artist will go to great lengths to get away from a fight. Even if they're called a coward and everything, they'll go to great lengths to avoid a fight. Even if they're called, but you back that Vladimir Putin. He's just about had it. But don't provoke the Lord Guardian of Orthodox Christianity. And Christmas is coming up on January 6th. So that NATO, if they're smart, they'll heed the warnings and not venture into bear country too deeply.
Yep.
Or they're going to get bombarded by the great Russian mother bear. Okay?
Yeah, I totally agree, Dave. I agree. Dave, I got to move on here. I got two other callers, and I got a clip I got to play. So thanks for your call. Chris Steiner, RBN host on Skype 2. Are you there, Chris?
I am, Steve. Thanks. Do you read me?
Yeah.
Great.
What's going on?
Well, I'm concerned about Omicron because not because the virus itself, but because how it's going to affect those who've gotten the shots and that it's lowering their immune system. And Dr. Ryan Cole has talked about it. Mm-hmm. Dr. Sukrit Bhakti is really more recently sounding the alarm even more than he has before. And Dr. Joseph Fitzgerald, who he's local to me. I interviewed him back on December 19th on RBN, if you want to check that out. The show is Liberation Station Sundays, Sunday morning, 11 a.m., or pardon me, Central Time, 10 a.m. to noon. And also 2 days later on my broadcast show, December 21st, for the full 2 hours each time, they were great interviews, where he's talking about how the CD4, CD8 T lymphocyte cell counts are going down, down, down. So these doctors, including Dr. Fitzgerald, are mentioning how the patients are succumbing to infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, and cancers exploding or relapsing. It's the pathogenic priming, or CDC calls it vaccine-associated enhanced disease. Mm-hmm. And I got more for you after the break.
Yeah, yeah. We'll come right back after the break.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Thank you.
Chris Steiner, one of the hosts here on RBN. Go ahead and finish up here, Chris.
Thanks, Steve. I want to let folks know that Dr. List, before I pick up where I left off, is coming up January 2nd. I hope you can join us on the live show where Dr. Peter McCullough will join on the Liberation Station on Sunday on RBN. And my site is theliberationstation.com if they want to see the other shows on broadcast network, the Tantalk network that I do on Tuesdays. That's the website, again, is theliberationstation.com. And getting back to where I was, that the vaccine-associated enhanced disease or pathogenic priming or immune-enhanced disease, which is similar, is where the patients who got the shots, they don't have any problems apparently until, or they don't have a huge problem until they get exposed to the actual virus. And then they have a much worse disease than they would have if they hadn't gotten the shot.
Exactly.
Right.
The specimen animals in the trial, same way. When they're re-exposed to the pathogen itself, then they started throwing clots everywhere. Microemboli. Mm-hmm. That's why they all died. Every one of the animal subjects died in the trial. So I understand where you're coming from with that. Yeah, with the re-exposure, they start throwing the clots everywhere.
Right. So with the animal studies, they decided, I imagine when they saw antibodies, they were thinking, oh, let's crack open a bottle of champagne and. Yeah. Well, then they had the challenge test of exposing them to the viruses and the RNA viruses, and then they died. So, we skipped the animal trials, and I guess they cracked the champagne too early when they tested it on
people.
Well,
Chris, they actually violated their own safety protocols that they have in place, which is where I want to see the legal teams taking them on, is that they violated their own safety protocols because they were prohibited from entering into human study trials until they show a success in the animal studies. And that takes time. Then there's peer review and many other things they have to throw by the FDA, and they have to do all this homework, and they have to research, look through all the data. But you see, they violated their own safety protocols by going on and were allowed to do so. There are many people here who can be sued on this, and I hope that's where we end up, because again, they violated their own safety protocols. They were prohibited from moving on to human trial studies until they showed success in the animal studies, and they did not. So we got lawsuits right here from violating
their
own
willful
safety
negligence
protocol.
Because you can show willful negligence, which the PREP Act that authorized these emergency use authorization shots, that you can show that willful negligence. And I've got a little bit more for you if you got the time.
Actually, I'm going to have to leave you on this one here. Sorry. I've got to get Herzog on here. Limited amount of time. I appreciate you calling anyway, though. Thanks.
All right, brother. Thanks. Take care.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.